Monarchies podcast. We're really excited today. We have a very special guest. We are talking with Chrissy Miller from UpTV. She's the Senior Director of Content Strategy, and we're really excited to have her on. We're going to talk about their season and this whole experience this year in planning their Christmas season. And Chrissy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is great. Well, why don't you introduce yourself? We had Amy Winter on 2 years before, the last 2 years for UpTV. We had her, of course, for a lifetime this year. So now we have you. So please tell us a little about yourself.
Like you said, my name is Chrissy Miller. I've been with Up for almost 9 years now. Wow. And so I've been here a while and I've gotten to see, you know, the real, you know, the changes in the network that have come about over the last 9 years, which have been really impactful and special. And we're so excited to be where we are today. I had the pleasure of working with Amy during her time at Up. We're a small shop. So I consider myself very, very lucky to have gotten to work under her almost directly. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I am an Atlanta native. I have lived here my entire life, went to school in Northeast Georgia. So, nice. And I love Christmas. I love Christmas movies. I like TV in general, which is a great thing about my job is that I get to watch a lot of it. But I like Christmas so much that around the office, they call me Christmas Miller. So I get a lot of, it's Christmas Miller time and it's the end of October.
Are you like decking out your office and everything like that?
We love decking out our offices. Like, you know, we're constantly reading and looking and discovering Christmas movies like all year long in the programming and the content side. But at Christmas time, everybody just goes lights and trees and wrapping paper around their desk. We had one team like turn their cubes into gingerbread houses. It's really a fun time around the office in the office. So we'll try to recreate
that's it. True. Well, hey, at least there's like Zoom backgrounds you can download and stuff like that.
Yours is spectacular. I kind of wish I had my own.
it keeps things interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, speaking of all of that, so you have overseen this crazy year, and was there a time where you thought, well, we're not going to get any new Christmas movies at all this year?
Yes. The spring and summer was a really dicey time. You know, that's the time when you're usually sourcing your Christmas movies, getting them shot, reading the scripts, getting everything into production. And with production all but shut down everywhere, I was a little nervous about the way the season was going to look. We had one that was shot in January, which we were, that's the one that premieres tonight, A Very Country Christmas Homecoming. Uh-huh. And so I was like, okay, well, we have one. And then we had another one. We had another one on the books and ready to be shot. And then everything got shut down. But the rest, we were like, I don't know what we're going to do. So it was a little nerve wracking. I was like, how are we going to make Christmas work this year?
Yeah. Yeah. Were you just thinking, well, we're going to play reruns or something like that? Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. I was like, well, I can make it work with the library. We have a really deep, great library, which thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And then of course we have Gilmore the Merrier in there and that takes up a week. So I was like, you know, I can make this work. It just might not be as exciting as past years.
Yeah.
But luckily, we managed to pull it together and find some real gems.
That's great. Well, we're really excited about it. And we did an Up channel Christmas preview episode this last week. So y'all want to, we'll put a link down in the description if y'all want to check that out. We have even a few new announcements that we didn't know when we recorded that. And so, with everything being so unsettled and difficult this year. Do you think that there is going to be all the more sort of demand and comfort level from these Christmas movies this year?
I absolutely do. I think that people are searching out the kind of content that we, you know, we're used to delivering it constantly. We're used to delivering this uplifting, come to us if you want to smile and enjoy the experience and leave with a smile on your face. But I think this year more than ever, you know, people are looking for that feeling a lot more and frankly, a lot sooner. I mean, people just want to feel good now. And you know, there's a lot of stuff happening and it's nice to be able to turn the channel and discover just a sweet romance with snow and hot chocolate. It just makes you feel good. And we're happy to provide that.
Yeah. The only thing that's been a little bit hard as we've started Christmas movies this last week, for me at least, was seeing concerts. There was one on Hallmark Channel about this Christmas concert. And it was really hard because, you know, the arts are canceled and for pretty much through the end of right now through the end of May, you know, Broadway's closed down and it's just like hurt my heart.
I totally get that. I'll be watching something and there'll be like a crowd of people and I'm like, oh, should you
other like in one sense there's like an escapism about it. It's like, oh, yes, come to me. But on the other hand, it's like kind of painful. It makes me sad.
I totally agree. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I don't think there are any big concert scenes in any of our movies.
Oh, good. I think you'll be safe. That's good.
And no big Broadway numbers either.
So oh, good. I know my love of musicals is coming back to haunt me here.
I just got my daughter into Broadway and she's like, can we go see Wicked? I'm like, yes.
You're like, nobody can see Wicked. Oh, right. Yeah. The tears flow.
Yes.
So you guys are going to have a movie tracker app, a new
we
app?
We are.
Yeah, tell us about that.
We're going to have a movie tracker app. It should be launching soon. If it's not already in now, when people get to listen to this, it is going to be an app where people can watch previews. They can learn more about the movies. You can set alerts. You can add a personal collection to access them later. You can set calendar reminders. You can request notifications and text messages. So it's really a one-stop shop for all of your Christmas movie needs. Come to us and we'll help you, guide you through the schedule and let you know when your favorites are on, maybe your favorites from last year or the year before. I know Christmas Movie Christmas from last year is one of my tops.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
I would want to know exactly when it's on. So we're really excited about that app. It really takes us to, I think, a next level.
Great.
With our competitors. Yeah.
Yeah. You need the alert. It's on now. Go watch it right now.
Stop what you're doing and go watch this now. Absolutely. Very important.
Yes, it is. You had mentioned earlier the Gilmore, the Merrier. And so this is the full series that you play. Thanksgiving week, correct?
Yes, it's Thanksgiving week. And this year it starts on Sunday, November 22nd at 11 p.m., which is a little bit of a later start than we usually do. But the exciting news for this year is that we have secured rights to air Gilmore Girls: A Year in the Life off of Netflix.
Ah.
So we'll be airing all 153 episodes back to back and then straight into the 4 Gilmore Girls movies, winter, spring, summer, fall.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow.
Which is very exciting. So it makes it an 8-day event all told.
So with Gilmore Girls, it's been 20 years of Gilmore Girls. And what do you think makes the show so resonant still today, still so popular?
Oh, that's a great question. I think there are a lot of answers to that. That show, besides being beautifully shot, amazingly written, incredibly cast, top to bottom, it's a show about relationships and relationships that people can relate to, either mother, daughter, like having your own daughter, relationship relating to your own mother or your own family, or finding a family where you didn't think you had one before, finding the support that you want outside of like your typical, you know, family ties. You know, Lorelai moves to this small town and she finds this cast of characters that she grows to love and become like her real family to her for a while, until she finds that reconnection with her own parents. But I think those themes are things that are constant, and they translate through the ages. And it's just so well written.
Yeah.
It's just so well done that it's a delight to watch. And everyone I think everyone comes back because it's almost like comfort food. It's one of those things you can put on and enjoy no matter where. And you see your favorite episode and you're going to dip in like, oh, it's Bracebridge dinner. I'm dipping in and watching Lorelai, you know, do this. So I think it's just one of those shows that stands the test of time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think the writing is really phenomenal. You know, that Amy Sherman Palladino, what she did with the writing of that show. I mean, the scripts are like three times longer than the average show.
The pacing on that show is unbelievable.
Yeah, they were really good at learning that dialogue, Lauren Graham and Alexis Bledel.
It's astounding. Like, I'm like, I don't even know how you remember part of one of Lorelai's monologues. It's stunning.
And I think the key to figuring out that you're a grown up is when you realize that Emily Gilmore is the best character on that show.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, like, she's easily the best. I had the pleasure of when the Netflix movies came out, I had the pleasure of representing the network on the red carpet. And when she came down the red carpet to talk, I wasn't sure I was going to get to talk to her, but I did. I was like beside myself, just like fangirling out. I was like, you're exquisite. I love you so much. I was like, did I go a little overboard there? Is it too much? I just couldn't help myself though. She's wonderful.
Yeah. She's amazing. The best.
She really is.
I wish we could have gotten more of the Amy Palladino's follow-up series Bunheads. She was great in that. Kelly Bishop is the actress. She's so good in that series. And that series was so underrated. Oh,
agree. Two seasons, not enough.
Didn't even. Yeah, it was not enough. Yeah, and so anyway. Yeah, she is a very independent, strong character who's also flawed and grows and changes throughout the series. She's definitely, in my opinion, the most interesting character on the show.
I totally agree. She's amazing. And I think it's her flaws and the little cracks in her tough veneer that make her so mm-hmm. lovable at the end of the day. Like, you can see yourself in her, like, you want to put up this image of what you think you should be, but at the end of the day, you're human and you have flaws, and she's just wonderful. And she does it so well.
Yeah, she's the best. Yeah, really, very, very, very true. All right, well, let's start talking about these films. I know you maybe had some degree limited options, but was there anything in particular you were trying to go for when you picked the ones that you picked? What were you thinking? What guided
you? We're always looking for the kind of stories that might offer something a little bit different. You know, Hallmark offers what Hallmark offers, and they're so good at it. But you know the kind of story you're going to get there. I think that what we provide is kind of a a wider scope to our storytelling. Like it's either sisters, you know, or family stories, or based on true stories, or, you know, things like that. So we're always looking for things that touch the heart, just maybe just a little bit more, have a little more depth, we hope, in them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we want to be entertained, just like our audience. When we're looking for them, we want them to be entertaining. We want them to look like Christmas. I tell people when we're talking to people who want to make Christmas movies for us, like, I want it to look like Santa Claus just threw up all over this movie. Just Christmas it out. There's not too much Christmas lights and greenery and Christmas trees. Just make it look like Christmas. Because you do get the odd one occasionally where you're like, is it Christmas?
True. You do get those ones where it's like, this isn't last year. Like, I liked the movie, but Holiday in the Wild on Netflix.
Yeah.
That movie was not a Christmas movie. Like, it hardly at all. Like
Christmas. You can slap holiday in the title. Doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
So we want it to look and feel like Christmas. We want you to, you know, have on your favorite Christmas jammies and drinking cocoa and like doing all the things you're supposed to do at Christmas and really feel like you're getting the full experience. So that's one of the things we look for. That's kind of it in a nutshell. We're just looking for stories that resonate, lots of Christmas, good feelings at the end of it, happy stories, uplifting.
If you're not putting garland on top of the oven range hood, then it's not a Christmas movie in my book.
Right. I agree. Like, you want to go, like, who decorates their kitchen?
And like, a lot of times they decorate the kitchen so it's like unusable. Like, you can't have garland on the cabinets. You have to be able to open them.
The counter's just covered in like special Christmas boxes
on top of the fridge. I don't know.
Doing this? Yeah,
but it always makes me laugh. I'm like, I don't think that's actually like, that's probably against fire code to have the that's so funny.
I don't think you should do that.
No, but you probably shouldn't have the garland on the stove like that.
Yes. Yeah. It's just one of those things, like, what I love about Christmas movie Christmas, talking about last year's movies, is just like, it just played with that idea so much. Like, grown-ups don't drink that much hot chocolate, but every time in a Christmas movie, they're just always drinking hot chocolate. But I love it. I love that they're always drinking it. Like, yes, now I want some.
That's right. Well, very good. Okay. Well, let's start talking about these films. So the first one that airs tonight is A Very Country Christmas Homecoming. This is our third in this series. Yes. And why don't you tell us a little bit about this entry?
So this one is, this one's really great. And we've had such great fan following from Very Country Christmas, the first one, and then Very Country Wedding, which we aired last year. This is Zane and, oh my gosh,
Jeanette.
Her name. Thank you, Jeanette. Zane and Jeanette they're coming off of their honeymoon. They're coming back to town. And Jeanette's former father-in-law shows up and kind of throws a wrench into all of their holiday plans. Zane's wanting to have this, you know, Christmas like he had growing up. And Zane's like, well, my son always did this and our family's tradition was this. So we liked that we were playing with that, trying to mix traditions, which is, I think, a problem a lot of people have when you either get married or get into a new relationship. You find that, like, well, we did it this way. Well, we did it this way. And then eventually you just have to find your own way of doing it.
Yeah.
I really like that. And it feels really relatable. And of course, Bea Santos is back, and Grayson Holt and Deanna Carter, and just really great cast. And they really deliver a really beautiful, heartfelt, fun film. There's even a fun little side story of Deanna Carter, and her character has to record a Christmas song with like this up and coming pop star named Cake. And it's just this kind of like sugary, over the top, fun little, she's kind of sassy in herself, and Cake is just, you know, she's like a 20-year-old pigtailed, bubblegum pop star. And it's a fun little mix. So it's a fun one. It's a sweet one. And we're really excited about having the third one in this franchise.
Yeah, I've enjoyed all of these in this franchise. And When Calls the Heart fans, Hardys will be excited because Charlotte Hagel from When Calls the Heart is that character you just mentioned, the pop star. And she is hilarious. I really enjoyed her in this.
She's so fun. Reading the script on that one, I was like, oh, she's gonna be a delight. I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. And I've seen this and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really sweet and again had that nice message, and I like this little family, and mm-hmm. I've liked, like I said, all three of them I think have been good. So this is another good one. It's a different director this time.
Yes.
Than the previous two. Yes. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good.
Hey, good.
And there wasn't any, I don't know, how do I say this? Like, there wasn't any undeserved melodrama. A lot of times what's a problem with a lot of sequels that whether it's on Hallmark Channel or Lifetime or whatever, is that they don't really know what to do with the couple after, you know. It's like, what do we do? They're together, so there's not that drama anymore. So it's like they got to break up or some things. And I think that they managed to find conflict just that's very natural, in the sense of he's famous, she's not. You know, that's going to create, he's touring. You know, what are they going to do? And it's a similar plot to what they've been doing on the show Chesapeake Shores, but I think this handles this so much better, that kind of story.
Oh, that's great. I love to hear that, because I think you're totally right. Sometimes you're like, it's like in a sitcom where you get them together in the second season and you're like, well, now we got to break them up in the third, so gotta work on it. Right. But I think they handled the way that you get married and blend your lives together in a really, really beautiful way. And it doesn't feel forced or weird. It just feels fun and special.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, yeah, everybody, when you watch it, you'll have to let us know what you think. Okay. So then we have A Ring for Christmas coming up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this film?
Yeah. So this one's a lot of fun. It's about a girl. She's kind of a spoiled rich girl. She gets cut off 25 days before Christmas because her mother is tired of her just overspending and not really doing much to earn. So she gets cut off. She goes back to her hometown and learns from her sister that she comes into a big inheritance if she gets married. So she hatches this plot to get married before Christmas so she can get all this money back. And she finds an old high school crush that she kind of sets her sights on. And of course, there's another guy in the picture. And it's a fun movie. It's about her, you know, thinking that she's one way and really growing as a person and discovering what it really means to be a part of a family and what need really looks like at the end of the day, which is a great thing. And the star, Liliana Tandon, actually wrote the script. So yeah, it's really great. And she's lovely and fun. It also stars Michael Gross and the wonderful, wonderful Lorraine Bracco.
A good cast for it this one. It really is. I mean, Michael Gross, America's father, like America's dad.
Right. Yeah. Come on, Stephen Keaton. Cannot go wrong with Michael Gross.
And I love this plot. I think this sounds really fun. I mean, there's nothing like forced marriage to bring on the holiday cheer. But I really do like this plot. I think it sounds really fun.
It really, really is a fun one. We saw it and I was like, this is adorable and fun. And I love that she grows as a person at the end of the day, but she also gets to do that spoiled little rich girl thing, which it's great.
Yeah. And this is Dean Geyer, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He's pretty dreamy.
He is adorable. We are not above like that boy better be cute. Like, we want them to be handsome, dreamy. Like, we talk about it all the time. Amy and I used to talk about it all the time. She was like, oh.
Yeah. Good casting there. Way to go. Yes. Yeah. And I guess he was on Glee. So that's exciting.
I know. Yeah. So, Once Upon a Date, which is one that aired on our network earlier.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. That one was
good one.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about Ring for Christmas. I think it looks fun. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So then we have Mistletoe Magic. And I don't know if you have the dates for all. The press release didn't have the dates.
Mistletoe Magic airs on Sunday, November 15th. Okay. That's at 7 p.m. Ring for Christmas is Sunday, November 8th. But if you download the app, you'll be able to get alerts as to when these are coming out. But yes, Mistletoe Magic. This one I loved from the get-go because I love the story behind it. It's a girl and she's kind of a Grinchy. She doesn't really love Christmas, but she comes home for Christmas and her sister thinks she's going to be proposed to. And there's a family legend about their family mistletoe. And if you have this mistletoe, then you're going to get proposed to under it. And she realizes she has given it away, like a bunch of Christmas decorations. So she sets out to find this mistletoe. And the first place she goes is a thrift store where it's donated. And of course, there's a handsome thrift store owner who knew her as a child. Also a very, very dreamy Stephen Hussar.
Yes. We are big Stephen Hussar fans on this podcast. We've interviewed him and we love him. Hopefully we're going to try to get him again for this season because we had such a good time talking to him.
Oh, you totally should. He is adorable. Just precious. And he's so cute in this. He plays this, you know, down home guy, so great. And so they start to track the mistletoe everywhere it's gone. And they're trying to find it so that she can bring it home to make her sister's Christmas dreams come true of an engagement. And they might find a little love along the way.
Yeah. It's going to be so good. Stephen Hussar, he's like the king of Christmas this year. I think he's in 3 Christmas movies. He's doing amazing and he has got so much charisma. The man is just so, not only so attractive, but just so charming.
There are some people, like you watch them and you're like, how are you this charming? It just oozes out of them.
Just
comes off the screen. He has that in spades. Everybody we've shown it to is like, oh, he's so cute.
I'm excited. And Jessica Sipos, she is one of the, I think, better parts of Chesapeake Shores this last season, which I wasn't a fan of. Her plot line was probably the best plot line, and she was very sweet. And so I think they'll be a good match. Plus, they're both very tall.
They are both very tall, which helps. And they have wonderful chemistry together. Like you're rooting for them from the get-go. Like you just want them to get together and they're so cute. They have this nice little banter back and forth, but at the same time it's super charming. And she's charming, he's charming. They're lovely together.
All right. That sounds good. Okay. So then we have a dashing home for Christmas.
Yes.
And I don't know anything about hardly anything about this movie, but just the publicity still with this dude with his glasses. I'm a huge fan.
Listen, the glasses.
Yes.
He is so adorable. He was giving me, I can't even remember who I said, he was giving me like strong somebody vibes when I first saw that still. I was like, oh, hey. Like, I like him a little bit ginger, which I didn't expect. Yeah, so cute.
Yeah.
So this one, I feel real personal about this one. Uh-huh. So one of our former UpTV employees, his name is Timothy Kuriak. He was our old SVP of original production on our reality series, wrote this film, and it was his first film that he wrote. And I'm so proud of him. And I saw the script from the beginning and just loved it. This actually came out of Amy Winter's head, like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but at Christmas.
Oh, that makes me even more excited, knowing it's in completely in-house, that it was kind of shepherded by Amy. I think that's very exciting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's a girl. She's kind of a workaholic. She's a fierce businesswoman, and she's trying to get home for Christmas for the first time in a while. She's very type A. She has everything planned to the minute, and she has a series of mishaps. Like, her plane gets delayed. She has to, or it gets diverted, and she has to get off, and she gets to a hotel, but she's lost her wallet. And along the way, she meets a man named Simon, and he's kind of a happy-go-lucky. When I read the script, I told Timothy he kind of reminded me of John Hannah's character in Sliding Doors.
Yes, I like that.
I know, right? Uh-huh. He was like, oh, good, that's the vibe. So like a really sweet, happy, charming, like, just wants to like make your day better. Like, hey, we don't have to be bothered. We're just going to go with it. So they team up and have to, and they're trying to make it home in time for her to spend the holidays with her family. And they get to know each other along the way. And it's so sweet and it's so cute. And it's, our production company who we worked with on this one shot a lot of stuff last Christmas with exteriors. So we have train stations decorated and airports decorated, and which was a really smart move on their part. And so we're excited about this one.
It sounds really good. I'm very looking forward to it. I've never seen any of these actors before, but I'm excited to get to know them and see them. And yeah, it sounds really cute.
It is super cute. And this is one of those that that had some COVID complications. Like, we were meant to go into production on this one earlier in the year.
Oh, it's the one you were saying.
Yeah. And then when they got ramped back up, it's shot in Canada. So when they got ramped back up, there were limited people you could really find to shoot movies. People were getting snatched up left and right. Like, Hallmark was doing theirs, Lifetime was doing, everybody's filming. But we were super happy. The production company who did this one has worked with Penny Zaid before and really loved her and spoke very, very highly of her. And we couldn't agree more. She's very charming and adorable. And Adrian Spencer is just a doll. She was on Handmaid's Tale, which doesn't have a lot of crossover to Christmas movies, but
this year, 2020, I don't know. I think it's an opportunity to get to know some new fresh faces. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I agree. I love seeing new people. It's a nice and comforting thing to be able to see your favorites pop up over and over again, but at the same time. Yeah. Sometimes you want a little bit of, a little fresh.
Yep. I agree. Yeah. All right. So then we have Christmas on the Range, which I have actually seen. Mm-hmm. I saw it last year on VOD.
Yes.
And so now it's coming to television. And my thought was last year, I enjoyed it. It's very kind of like soapy in a good way. It has a lot of drama.
Yes.
Like melodrama. But I had fun with it. I enjoy that kind of camp soap kind of thing. I like it. With like betrayals and how could you and all that kind of stuff. I like that kind of thing. Why don't you tell us a little about it?
Yeah, so this one, yeah, you're right. It was on VOD last year, and we managed to get it this year for the cable premiere. We're very excited. It's about a woman who wants to save her family ranch. That's all she wants for Christmas. And there's a rival ranch kind of Scrooge character that wants to take over her property. His son ends up trying to help her. And you're right, there's betrayal, and is he sabotaging her, and will she save the ranch, or is he trying to, you know, in the end get it for his father?
It comes to blows. I don't think that's saying too much. That's very exciting.
But it's like, yeah, you're right, it's like, it's a fun soapy campy melodrama with a little, you got the romance thrown in there, and we really love this one because it has some Latino cast. Which you just don't find, and we're so delighted to have it on the air and be able to offer that as part of our offering. It makes it special for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And A. Martinez, speaking of soaps, like A. Martinez, like he goes way back.
Yeah. Yep. It's got Lindsay Wagner in it. And Aaron Cahill, who we adore. So it's a winner. Yes.
And that one airs on December 6th at 7 p.m.
Okay. And we just had, this is ding, 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 ding. We have an announcement. This is so exciting. We have three new to UpTV, this schedule that hadn't been announced before, wasn't on our previous show. And so let's talk about them.
Okay. Yes. New to us.
Yes. So the first movie, A Christmas Princess, this is on the 13th of December.
Yes.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
So this one, I actually loved this one. We saw a screener of it a couple of months ago. These came in just like hot and fast for us. We saw them. We were like, let's get those. They look great. So Christmas Princess, is about a New York chef. She's got kind of a failing restaurant, but she really specializes in comfort food. And of course, a prince comes into town from I think it's an unnamed country. I can't remember if he's got a Andalusia kind of country.
It's like Slovakia or something like that.
Genovia.
Yeah, Genovia.
It's somewhere like that.
Yeah.
He comes to town and he hires her to cater his annual Christmas fundraiser. And it's, you know, it's a big deal for her and she's not sure she's going to be able to handle it, but he believes in her. And so they start working together to try and put this thing together. And, you know, it's a lovely Christmas story. Again, we love the diverse casting in this one. It's not something you see a lot with Christmas movies, and we're happy to be able to showcase that this year.
Yeah. So I saw this last year and I really enjoyed it. I had it in my top 20 non-Hallmark Christmas movies, 2018. Oh. So pretty high up at 75 films, which is crazy.
I love that.
I enjoyed it. I thought that she was really good. And if you think, oh, another Christmas movie, American Princess movie, then give it a shot. It's more about the two of them. And it's really not that much of a princess movie. It's more about her and her business.
What I love about movies, our Christmas princess movies, we have a couple. We have Christmas with the Prince and Christmas with the Prince 2 from the last couple of years. And then this one is not so much about a girl becoming a princess. It's about a girl who has her own career and her own life and her own passions and her whole, you know, she's very career driven, and she just happens to meet a prince. It's like a dream come true. Like, I'm gonna maintain my independence, but I'm just gonna marry a prince on the side.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and I like this, her, I liked Shane, Montpremier.
Yeah.
Montpremier.
Yeah.
She was really good. I liked her.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I think people will enjoy that one. Okay, so then we have Christmas at Rosemont.
Yes.
And this on the 19th. I've never heard of this. This is a new one to me. I have, so.
Yeah, so this one, this is a really special movie. It actually premiered on our SVOD service, Upbath and Family, in July during our Christmas in July stunt over there. We don't do it on air, but we do it on Upbath and Family. It premiered there. And like quickly became just a huge fan favorite. People were commenting, like, I can't believe this little film. It's so beautiful, wonderful movie. So people really loved it. So we're like, let's grab that and send it on over to the Linear Network and see if it resonates as much with our audience who tunes in as it does on the VOD platform. So this one is like, there's a raging blizzard, and a pregnant girl and a boy meet, and they find shelter in this closed down hotel. And it was once like this really expensive, wonderful lodge. It's now, you know, fallen into disrepair. There's only a woman and a caretaker that live there now. So they find shelter there, and over the course of the movie, you know, some secrets come out about the lodge owner, and there might be a little familiar connection that nobody saw coming, and there's a little bit of a sweet little romance that blooms between the two leads, but not anything like, doesn't feel weird or off-putting. Everything flows really nicely, but it really does in the end come back around to that, like, Christmas is about family and spending time together. And if you can't be with your family that you'd like to be with a family that you can make for yourself. Yeah. So it's really, really a beautiful story. And it's a great movie. It's beautifully shot and very, very snowy.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I have never heard of that one before, but sounds really good and different to have a pregnant protagonist. You don't see that often, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a different take, and you're rooting for her and you're rooting for him. It's one of those movies where you're like, I really want these people to get their things together and love each other.
Yeah. Very good. I'll look forward to that. Okay, then we have Christmas Matchmakers to finish up the season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is also another one that I saw last year. Mm-hmm. It was one of my co-host Amy's favorites for non-Hallmark. Yeah, because it's all set in Los Angeles where she lives. And you don't get that many in warmer temperatures and in Los Angeles and that kind of thing. So, and Vivica Fox, I mean, come on.
No. Hey, wait.
Yeah.
She's stunning. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's the best. So why don't you, for people who didn't see it last year, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. This one's so sweet. It's a Christmas Matchmakers. It's about two assistants to two high-powered executives who figure out that they can have more time over the holidays if they set their bosses up with each other. And if they're busy dating each other, then this leaves the assistants free to do all the Christmas things that they want to do. And by spending all this time together, they might possibly fall in love themselves at Christmas. This might sound familiar to anyone who loves a good Netflix rom-com. But I think that it's it's like that, but with a Christmas twist, which makes it fun for me, because I love that movie and I love this one. They're fun.
Yeah, it definitely, it was very inspired by the setup
set it up.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a bad thing if they do it well, and so people should check it out, and you get your Christmas setup. So
yeah.
All right. Well, very good. I think it's going to be a lot of fun movies for people to check out. I'm definitely the most intrigued by the Ring for Christmas. And well, and also really that middle three, I'm very excited about. And I know there's a lot of fun ones. So people, if you're listening, let us know what you're most excited for. We'd love to hear in the comment section or on Twitter, let us know. And so if people want to get the app, if they want to follow along, if they want to watch, how can they follow you?
They check out your app store, and it'll be the Up TV Movies app, and check it out there. If you don't have it there, you know, find us on Facebook and ask us where the heck it is, and we'll let you know. <That's>
good. Okay, good.
This way.
Yeah.
But we are so excited about this Christmas season, and we're excited to provide a lot of good Christmas movies that people can watch together. And, you know, it's a Merry Movie Christmas on Up TV, which is what we're calling our Christmas season. And we think we're delivering. So I hope you agree.
Great. Well, we're excited. And so make sure you're all following the podcast, Homeworkies Podcast, all over social media and on iTunes and YouTube. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. It really helps us right now so that people can find the podcast. And then also, if you are watching on YouTube, please give this video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate that so much. We have our patron group and our merch store. Check that out. And thank you so much, Christy, for coming on. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.